Hello, kiddies. This is Alice Cooper, and you're listening to the Heavy Demons Radio Show. Okay, hello?
Hello, Alice. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Quite fine, thank you. A little bit of heat here in Italy.
Well, but when it gets hot there, it's pretty humid, I'll bet.
Yeah, this is a weird weather for Italy. So how are you doing?
We're doing great. We have a day off in Florida today. We're in Jacksonville, Florida with a day off. And then tomorrow we do a show, and then Miami after that. And then we got two or three shows, and then I go rehearse with the Hollywood Vampires.
Yeah, and what are you up to? Are you going to record something with the Hollywood Vampires in the future?
Actually, no. The album is all done. The album's all finished, and okay. We're just rehearsing now. We're doing three shows coming up. It'll be Johnny Depp and Joe Perry, Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses, and Matt Sorum from Guns N' Roses, and then a bunch of other people are going to be up. We've got, I think we don't know who's going to show up in L.A. It could be anybody. You know, we kind of leave it open that anybody that wants to come over and play.
Open session. You know,
yeah, it's an open show. Because the album is an album that we got together and we decided to honor all of our dead drunk friends.
Yeah.
All of our friends that we used to drink with that were still alive and they're dead. So, you know, we decided that we would do a John Lennon song, we would do a Who song, for Keith Moon, we would do a song for The Doors, for Jimi Hendrix, for T-Rex, all the guys that were our friends that we used to drink with.
Yeah, and it's quite sad that they can't be with you, of course.
And they were all legends. I mean, they were all really legendary characters. And so, when you get guys like us that survived all that drinking and all the drugs from back then, that sort of survived the 60s and 70s. We are fortunate to be alive, but we all stopped. We all found a time when we had to just stop doing everything. For me, it was 33 years ago I stopped doing everything. Yeah. But every single one that's on the album now, Joe Perry and Johnny Depp and everybody that's out there are sober.
Yeah, of course. And speaking about, unfortunately, we have to speak about sad things. How do you recall working with Wes Craven?
Yes, that was really, Wes was it's funny because a lot of guys that are in the horror business are always the funniest guys. They're always the guys, they're not creepy, they're not scary. Wes Craven was always laughing. John Carpenter was always laughing. It was all, I think that they understood that horror, a lot of horror was based in comedy.
Yeah.
And so when I think of Wes Craven, I always think of him smiling and laughing. And that's a good way to think of him. Even though his, movies were very frightening and scary, he was always a very, very funny guy. And most of the guys that I met, like Vincent Price and people like that, they were always funny, happy guys.
Yeah, and talking about funny things, we met twice personally here in Italy, and we talked about, remember the movie Monster Dog?
Yes.
And do you remember something funny about that movie?
Well, the funny thing about that was, for me, was that I was the only one on the whole set that didn't smoke.
Yeah.
And everybody smoked. And in Spain, they smoked this black tobacco. So there were scenes when they would bring in fog machines, right?
Yeah.
And I said, why do you need fog machines? There's enough smoke here from everybody.
Smoke machines.
When I got home, I opened up my suitcase, and my wife threw all my clothes away. She says, every one of your clothes smells like tobacco. I mean, black tobacco. And because for a month, I was around it all day, and it just like seeped into my clothes. Now, another funny thing about that movie was every single person in the cast was either British or American.
Okay.
And when we watched the movie, when we finally got our copy of the movie, it was overdubbed in a broken English.
Yeah.
So, you know, my voice was like, hey, what's going on here? I don't know what's going on. Hey. And it wasn't my voice. It was somebody that really couldn't speak English very well.
Yeah.
Everybody had their voice dubbed over.
Yeah, because the
it was very, very bizarre.
The production was half Spanish and half Italian.
Yeah, it was like if you did a movie and you were Italian, right?
Yeah.
And you did it in perfect Italian, and then somebody came in and did your voice in a bad Italian.
Yeah. That's quite weird.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all.
And with my band, The Mugshots, I have had the luck to work with Dick Wagner.
Ah, good. Dick is one of the great writers and guitar players that I ever worked with. I wrote more hits with him than I did with anybody.
Yeah. You remember great times working with him.
Yeah, Dick was great. I mean, you know, Dick was very much... You see, I'm a very positive, optimistic person.
Yeah.
To me, I don't care what happens, I'll find the sunshine somewhere in that problem. You know, I'll find the humor in it or something. Everything in Dick was like, oh no, this is never gonna work. And you know, he was like Eeyore, you know. it was always, oh, this is never gonna happen, this is it. And he was the eternal pessimist.
Yeah, so...
And I was the eternal optimist. So it kind of worked together, though.
You balanced it.
Yeah, I guess so.
And now, in November, we are going to come over to Italy with Motley Crue.
Yes.
And what shall the audience expect from your show?
Well, when we're over there, we do, you know, we do the full-out Alice Cooper show.
Mm-hmm.
I have a new guitar player that I don't think has played Italy with us yet, named Nita Strauss,
mm-hmm.
Hurricane Nita Strauss. And she is, we had Orianti the last time.
Yeah,
now we have this other girl named Nita Strauss, who is much more of a shredder, total shred guitar player. I mean, she plays like, you know, Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then we have Ryan Roxy that plays rock and roll guitar. So it's a really nice mix of two different styles of guitar playing. And we've gotten nothing but great reviews through... We've done, I think, over 150 shows now with Motley Crue.
Yeah, and are you, like, planning something to record as Alice Cooper in the future?
Well, you know, we record it every single night. So if there is a plan to record the show, it's already recorded. Because almost every single night, this band is so tight that there's never a mistake on stage. You know, I mean, I listen almost to every tape, and it sounds perfect every night.
Yeah, and as in the studio, are there any projects going on for a forthcoming album?
Well, we've already, you know, we've done the Hollywood Vampires album, and that's all done. And McCartney's on it, Paul McCartney's on it, and, you know, Dave Grohl and Brian Johnson, and, you know, everybody's on this album, Slash and Joe Perry. And that album's coming out September 11th,
mm-hmm.
and after that... I've already started working on my new album, so I'll have another album, you know, getting ready to record another album coming up in the next, I would say, at the beginning of 2016.
Yeah, and one curiosity, do you find any differences between, like, your European fans and your American fans?
Yeah, I think that the European fans, for me, I think are more loyal. I think that you get more of an... We have fans in Italy, fans in Germany, fans in England that were fans in 1970.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're still fans, and they bring their children are fans, and now their children are fans. You know, so, you know, 40 years of family fans, and I can almost tell you who's going to be, you know, in the front row almost every night.
Yeah.
When we play Germany and we play England and we play places like that.
Yeah, that's amazing. So it's loyalty, basically.
Yeah, it's very loyal. And, you know, so they now come as full families. you know, the entire family comes and you know, it's 10, 15 people.
Yeah. And one, like, final message, greeting to the Italian fans of Alice Cooper?
I'll tell you what, when we get there, it's going to be, we do an all-out show, and then Motley Crue does an all-out show, so... Yeah. I mean, it's a 1-2 punch. It's going to be the most exciting show you've seen all year. And so far, that's what the press says. They love the show, and the audience is screaming for more. So we cannot wait to get to Italy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, dear Alice. And it's been a pleasure to talk with you. I hope to meet you again in the future.
Yeah, and good luck with your band. Hello, kiddies. This is Alice Cooper, and you're listening to the Heavy Demons Radio Show.
Hello.
Hello, Alice. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Quite fine, thank you. Greetings from Italy. We're waiting for you in June.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. It's going to be a good show.
What shall we expect from your show in Milan?
Well, you know, it's like the Alice Cooper shows are always full of theatrics, you know, and full of all the hits. I've got probably the best touring band I've ever worked with. As far as the musicians, and you know, it's the Alice Cooper show is always going to be an exciting thing. I mean, that's what we do.
Yeah, and recently I've been interviewing good old Neil Smith, and talking about Neil, Mick, and Dennis. What are you doing together with them?
Well, it's, I was in Phoenix, and where I live.
Yeah,
and Neil and Mike were both there, and so we decided to start writing songs together, and so we wrote about 5 songs and demoed them and everything, and then Dennis Dunaway is writing songs, so all the remaining guys in the original band we're all writing, you know, and we hope that we could come up with, you know, 10 songs or so to do. I just think it'd be a great thing to kind of revisit the original band and see what kind of songs we come up with.
Yeah, and do you think you will do something also live on stage with them?
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't want to take it that far because I don't know. You know, for me, I know that I've been touring constantly since the band broke up. And it's not as easy, you know, as it used to be. For me, it is, because I'm used to it. But, I mean, I don't know, you know, if the other guys would have that kind of stamina, you know, to be able to go do an hour-and-a-half show 5 times a week. It's not easy, you know. But, like I said, I'm in better shape now than I've ever been in my life. I'm not just doing my show. I'm also doing the Hollywood Vampires after this, you know, with Johnny Depp and Joe Perry and those guys. So
I'm literally
working for the next 6 or 7 months continuously.
Yeah, and talking about the early beginnings, what do you recall about working with Bob Ezrin? I read your book, Golf Monster, and you talk about Bob Ezrin getting out of you many different voices. How was working with Bob Ezrin with your voice?
You know, everybody that works with Bob Ezrin really enjoys it for one reason. He's very hard on you in the studio because he wants to get everything he can out of you. And at the same time, there are times when you get really frustrated with him because you go, I know that was the right take. That was right. And he goes, well, let's try it one more time and get this and this. You know, in the end, everybody that works with Bob walks out of there going, wow, you know, he got the very best out of me that I had. He doesn't just let you settle for, you know, a good vocal. He wants a better vocal, you know, and that, I think that's good. You know, he doesn't allow you just to be good. He wants you to be great.
Yeah, and we met a few times, and we always talk about like Monster Dog, those amazing horror movies from Italy from the 80s. Which is the relationship with Alice Cooper to the nowadays horror movie scene?
You know, it's funny. I really kind of, there's, it seems to be a new type of horror movie now, which is a little bit more cerebral, a little bit more, it's not as much slasher movies as it is like you know, a little bit more ghost-like, a little, you know, things, you know, the Insidious and movies like that have really taken off. And it seems to be scarier movies, I think, myself. I think the newer movies are a little scarier than the older movies. I mean, Dario Argento always made very cerebral movies. He made movies that where you didn't necessarily see a monster, but he indicated that there was something there that was, you know, you don't always have to see it to be scared of it. A lot of times, if your imagination is scarier than what, you know, what you can see.
Yeah, and talking about music, what are you listening to, like new bands, something new nowadays?
Well, there's a band that I really like called The Stripes from Ireland. Mm-hmm. And these kids are like 19 years old, and they sound like a vintage band. They sound like a band, you know, that would have been from 1965 or 1966. They're very authentic, you know. It's amazing that a young band like that could be so authentic. So, I mean, their first album is amazing.
Yeah, and what do you think about new bands that, you know, are inspired by Alice Cooper?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of bands that sort of are, you know, goth bands or bands that, you know, semi-metal. You know, bands like, say, like the Brides, you know, they're a band that have sort of taken a page out of Alice Cooper and Motley Crue and Rob Zombie, you know, and you know, Black Veil Brides they're a good band, but there's, you know, I mean, like Marilyn Manson is sort of now a vintage band. You know, and Rob Zombie is more of a vintage band compared to these other bands.
Yeah, and here in Italy, we have one Italian Alice Cooper, and he's called Steve Sylvester from the band Death SS.
Oh, I've never heard of them, but I would love to see him.
Yeah, I will send something to you, because with their album Human Anomalies, they tribute the cover of Welcome to My Nightmare, the cover of the album.
Oh, really? I would love to see that.
Yeah, and right now, with my band, The Mugshots, we've been produced by Dick Wagner, as you know.
Yeah, well, Dick Wagner was a very big part in the songwriting, you know. I mean, you know, we did a lot of... The Alice Cooper Band basically is a hard rock, you know, guitar band. And then but the way it becomes Alice Cooper is the story, whatever the lyrically, what the story is going to be. You know, and I'm the one that kind of twisted into being an Alice Cooper, strange, you know, weird little song. Basically, the music, though, is always going to be pretty much hard rock, Detroit hard rock.
Yeah, and right now I want to greet you. We are in this studio, FP Recording Studio, located in Tuscany, in Italy. We are recording a new album. And here is my new producer, Fred DiDalirio, wants to greet you.
Oh, good.
Hi, Alice.
Hey, how are you doing, guy?
It's such an honor to talk with you. You've always been my greatest inspiration, my mentor.
Well, thanks.
Greetings from Fred DiDalirio, FP Recording Studio. Thanks, Alice.
I'll tell you what, the producer has a lot to do with what happens on that album. You know, I mean, when you get somebody that really knows what they want out of it. I always tell artists, listen to your producer. Don't fight him. Listen to him.
Yeah, yeah. We will follow the instruction from our producer. And I will send you our album, okay?
Yes, I would love to hear it.
Yeah, and it will be amazing to have you like doing an intro one day, a vocal intro.
Well, let me know.
Thank you so much. And where are you now? Are you on tour?
We're in Massachusetts, right outside of Boston tonight.
Ah, okay, it's a Boston show.
Yeah.
Okay, then greetings to Boston and to all the crew.
All right. Well, thank you, and we can't wait to get over to Milan. It'll be fun.
I hope we will manage to meet.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you so much, dear Alice.
Okay. Bye bye.